Thanks for joining us for this edition of Sound Bhakti Pulse. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Narada Muni Cursed by Prajapati Daksha, we find in text number 19 more instructions from Narada Muni about being careful in our lives. The human form of life is especially endowed with free will. This can be dangerous. It is the greatest gift, but the decisions we make actually have huge consequences. Therefore, we're being warned by Narada and all the other great sages that we have to be very serious about life. And one of the aspects of being serious means to be careful. Make sure to avoid potential danger. Don't you set yourself up in such a way that you can fall victim to material nature. In this verse, number 19, Srila Narada Muni tells the Haryashvas that eternal time moves very sharply as if made of razors and thunderbolts. Eternal time is so powerful that no one can resist it. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says that every time the sun rises and sets, it's speaking to us, telling us that we're coming closer to our death. It's taking away our life. However, Shukadeva goes on to say that one who engages in the process of bhakti, especially by hearing about the beautiful form and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is not diminishing his life. Actually, by engaging in bhakti, one is becoming free from the grip of time and from one's obligation to karma. In the Sri Brahma Samhita, Brahma also confirms this when he says that from Indra, the king of heaven, down to the Indragopa germ, everyone is obligated by karma and is being controlled, except those who are engaged in bhakti bhajan. One of the important instructions that Narada gives in this verse to the Haryashvas is that one should be very careful in one's activities to avoid danger of falling down from one's practice of devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada in his purport mentions an old adage from the Shastra, and that is, while one is shaving with a razor, one has to be very careful because it has a sharp edge. At any moment, if one is inattentive, one can cause bloodshed. So one can organize one's life in such a way as to avoid danger. One of the ways that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends is to avoid bad association. In bad association, anything can happen. And if one always keeps good association, one is fortified from the dangers of Maya. Maya can attack at any time. We can become distracted from our practice of devotional service. But if we plan ahead and always keep ourselves in good association and always keep the transcendental vibration close to us by continuously chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and hearing from books like the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then our intelligence will be strong and will be protected by Krishna himself, who's present in these vibrations. Once near my home in California, I saw a terrible incident on the road. A man driving a motorcycle got in an argument with another man on the road driving a pickup truck. As they were screaming at each other driving down the road, the man in the pickup truck jerked the wheel of his car and knocked the other man off his motorcycle and into a ditch. And the next day, I heard in the news that that man on the motorcycle had been killed, and that the man driving the truck was normally a and up to that point, a law-abiding citizen who had never committed any crimes. But now, he was in for big trouble for the rest of his life. In a split second, we can change our lives by misusing our independence or by making a grave mistake. Therefore, Narada warns us that time moves very sharply, as if made of razors and thunderbolts. He says, don't underestimate the power of time to cut us in this world. Be prepared, stay in the moment, and stay absorbed in bhakti. Take shelter of Krishna, for this is a dangerous world, and we must always be careful. Thank you very much for joining me for this edition of Sound Bhakti Pulse. Hare Krishna.